Hello, everyone. Welcome to the January 15th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for January 15th to January 22nd and beyond? The main item this week is Mars changing signs. But before that happens, Saturn is squaring Mars this week. Saturn is approaching the end of Scorpio, while Mars approaches the end of Aquarius. The two planets will be exactly 90 degrees from each other on Thursday, January 19th. The square aspect is an inimical astrological pattern that creates challenges between the two involved planets. Simultaneously, Mars and Saturn are forming a Parivartana Yoga, in other words, occupying each other's signs. Thus, these two planets, which are naturally antagonistic towards each other, are compelled to interact, and due to their intrinsically opposite natures, this does not produce a good result. Mars is the planet of action and force, and is naturally impatient. Saturn is the planet of limitation and the established order, as well as delay. Mars wants to move forward. Saturn tries to hold everything back. Therefore, this Mars-Saturn combination produces a lot of frustration, tension, and stress, which has already been obvious over the past week as the pattern has been forming and reaches its final point of intensity this week, just before Mars changes signs. The potential is for some sort of crisis. Therefore, this week is not the best choice for beginning anything important. Then on Friday, January 20th, Mars leaves Aquarius and enters Pisces. This puts the planet of action and force in the soulful water sign of hope and faith. This combination works well for the idealists, for the devotees, and for the zealots. The aggressive quality of Mars excites everyone who has faith in their ideals and gets them going. But like all Mars combinations, it runs into trouble when challenged or opposed, and in this case, by someone else's faith and ideals, and that's exactly what's going to happen. As it advances in Pisces, Mars comes closer and closer to Uranus, the planet of independence, rebellion, and sudden events, which has been hanging out at the end of Pisces for the last few months. When the planet of action and force mixes with the planet of revolution, the energy for volatile events increases. A Mars-Uranus conjunction gives a jolt to the social revolutionaries, along with a high potential to escalate into sudden violence. Of course, this violence energy can also manifest as an event caused by natural forces. As Mars heads towards Uranus during the coming weeks, it will also be creating another pattern, an opposition with Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of truth, ethics, religion, beliefs, and law. Mars is the planet of attack. When Mars is opposite Jupiter, people tend to fight over beliefs and fight about laws. Jupiter is also the planet of prosperity. The Mars aspect on Jupiter can cause volatility in the markets as well. Meanwhile, Uranus and Jupiter have been in opposition, closely aspecting each other for the past few months. The Uranus-Jupiter opposition has already laid the groundwork of rebellion versus truth, for unexpected events influencing beliefs, for disruption to law, ethics, morality. And now Mars, the planet of force and combat, comes in, which is going to really juice things up. The exact conjunction of Mars with Uranus, and simultaneously Mars' opposition to Jupiter, is at the end of February, setting up a pattern for extreme energy, and very likely to produce exciting and likely violent events. After 6 weeks in Pisces, Mars advances into Aries on March 1st, which will break up the energy pattern and end the tense standoff of Mars and Uranus opposite Jupiter. Okay, so this is an important energy pattern that will be developing over the coming weeks, and of course I will be referring to it in forthcoming issues of this blog. And one more thing, if you appreciate the work that I do and would like to help keep this project going, please visit my donation page and make a contribution. Thank you. And until next week.